comes after another,
then can you see the result?
Okay.
Then you can. There you cannot judge anybody. So akhirat can be equalized to the state of Zuhal, where the results of actions, human actions, is revealed. Results are revealed. Because what was the application of light? Revealing things. What you can do in Ula? You do actions, but the revealing or the complete revealing would be hereafter. If there was no akhirah, what happened? What would happen? Ula would have no meaning. Because when you have no end, what have any result? Putting or creating something, creating Ula is not.
It's meaningless.
It is meaningless. Okay, another thing. Yatiman, Zalan, Elan. As you can see, these two coupled, the coupled concept here.
Contrasting each other.
Coupled concept.
Contrasting couples.
Yes, contrasting couples can be seen in other verses. Okay, what is yatim?
Supporters.
According to the Ma'un Surah.
No supporter.
No supporter. Okay? Doesn't know what to do. He is in the state of darkness. Okay. What is Abba? Yes, sheltering the yatim. It means supporting him and could be equal to light. And also Zuhr. And فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمُ فَلَا تَعْفَرْ. يَتِيمُ لَا تَعْفَرْ. What are لا تنهر and لا تنهر? They are commands. Okay. What is their application? Transition of yatim from the state of darkness to transition of yatim from a state of darkness.
Lot hafhat is not the
same. Yes, yes. Lot hafhat is.
Yes, it is the opposite. I mean,
the opposites are. Yes. Opposites are. It means that. Ahri is.
Rejecting
someone. So the opposite would be being kind to the yatim.
Respect.
And respecting. That is true for Sa'il too. And Ni'mat from Haddis Mu'ar. Again, the processing.
Okay.
Subject, the second group. I want to mention that akhirat or hereafter is the end of the process.
Okay. Verses 3 to 5.
Yes, yes.
What about this? I suppose that assuring our prophet, peace be upon him, not to be concerned about something.
Yes.
Show him,
yes.
And then regarding to the second or telling joyful news.
Well, that's how fire your teacher. I want to mention that akhira, or hereafter, is the end of the process of life. Judgment day, or the revealing of the results of action. And ula is the start of the process. Okay? But when we turn to the root akhira in Arabic, akhara, it has two meanings. Akhir is the last part. Akhar means the other. This is akhara. It means the other. You can assume that.
Yes, this is another meaning.
Yes, akhir. Akhara means the other. You can assume that when we have a start in a process, it finishes in a point. The finishing point, you can call the finishing point. This finishing point would be the start point of the other process. So it would be ula. And we have these until the akhirah, the hereafter, the true hereafter. It means that when you do not know something, you are in dark. You study something, you are changed. And now you know something. You are in brightness. What was the first step of the process? Getting to know that you do not know. What was the end of the process? Knowing something. So it is love. It is okay when you got to know something else. Know that you do not know another thing. So it would be the start of the process. So is ula. One would finish or stop here and do not continue. Because he doesn't think that he needs more or he doesn't know anything more. That is just like day and night. It starts from ends in night. Okay, night would be the start of another day. So it forms the lifetime. So in each state, you can diagnose or determine the start of the process and the end of the process. And when you got to know the end of the process, you would plan for the start of another. If you do not do like this, you would be in the darkness. You would stand or stabilize in the new darkness. That was the. Yes, every day is a new day. You should be better than yesterday. Stay well. In this new definition, your real lifetime, not the calendar, the calendar oriented, they say, it isn't. We have a new lifetime, not the lifetime we all know, that is calendar oriented. Here you grow day by day. A normal person is that. Calendar lifetime, calendar oriented life, his calendar oriented lifetime would be equal the true lifetime he has. It means growing. It grows in accordance to the calendar. I mean, you You may get 40, but your true lifetime would be. That is khosr.
Every minute,
we
lose lots of things.
Okay, let's move to this part. Yes, what are the keywords here?
We have to know.
Ma is negative.
Yeah.
Ma vada, okay. Means do not.
No.
This is the mosul. It is minus ye, not a keyboard. Nafi konande, negative. It only negative the word after it. So it's not independent word. As you can see, we write down all the words we could see in the part.
Because it's compact. The message is compact.
What? The thing I mentioned at the first of the class.
Then, want to study the surah on a specific topic. Say the result.
What words are highlighted in the second part? Why? Because we want to talk about the results in part 2.
Zoha and Layla Ezzel-Sajjan are
two results.
But then we want to talk about the processes.
So it's highly dependent on. It's highly dependent what topic do you pick in order to highlight the keyword.
Okay, the 6 to 8 part. What is the general topic?
Reminding.
Reminding what?
The blessings.
Show off for others. Reminding the blessings. Okay. And the last part would be?
Then
what is the main topic?
Conclusion.
Commanding.
That was my punishment.
Okay.
From the general view,
we can see that what is the relation between these two groups?
We should follow God.
These two parts, it first says that ma'ala akara fukaba ma'ala. What is the exact meaning of this thing?
yet do not forsake you.
Yes. God hasn't forsaken him or forgotten. Talked about that you can be us too. Yes, but
we have to first determine our position or distance from the prophet.
But God
hasn't forsaken or abandoned any of his creatures,
because when he does this, what happens? Forsaken and abandoned.
We are going to be lost. We are going to be lost.
Yes, we are going to be lost. No creature would exist.
Say in many scenes of our life, we can conclude that, God hasn't abandoned or forsaken us. Because he is our God. You can say that if my problem is big, I know that God hasn't forsaken and abandoned me. I have my God, which is bigger than the problem I have. Okay. Here it says that I want to talk about the relation between these two groups. Here it says that it means that in a certain period of time you were yatim or you were orphan and we have sheltered you. Okay?
We provided a shelter
for you. So, from this verse, you can understand that
God hasn't forsaken, because
when you were yatim, it means that you hadn't any supporting. He sheltered you. So, you can conclude that
God hasn't forsaken.
All of the parts of this group are the proof for the mawadda'a kama mawalla verse.
So the possible relation between these two groups would be proving the promises mentioned in the second group or verse 2. In this verse.
What can you say about the relation between these two groups?
What is the sample given by God to you?
When you get to know that God has provided you a shelter and doesn't forsake and abandon, you yourself do not forsake and abandon
other people
who are in this situation. So, what can we write about the relations?
Advising.
Can we say, since Allah
follow
the example God given.
Follow the example. Samples shown to you, or by your action show that no one the responsibility. It means that it mentioned that God hasn't forsaken an abundance. The verses prove the thing, and then it says that you yourself, with your actions, prove it to in the society. So let's get back to the Ma'un Surah. The person rejects yatim. It means that he is expressing that God has forsaken and abandoned you. And I do not have a responsibility about you.
So showing... So our actions are very important in expressing the general laws existing surroundings. You can live a life or have a lifestyle
expressing God has forsaken and abandoned me. So what is the possible relation between these two groups? You can relate them
from the path you have found.
It's going to be...
You can see that وَلَسْتَوْفَ يُؤْتِكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَعْتَى here. It means that God will give you as much as possible in order to satisfy you. So, when I want to face with a yatim, what should I do?
Satisfy.
But here it says, not have had. It means, don't reject him. Be kind. If you do not satisfy him. But what is your responsibility? Or actual responsibility? Satisfy or fulfilling his needs. What is the possible relation of Zohar and Laylaza Sajjah with this part? We want to complete the chain.
If you help others in your life, God will not abandon you as well. And brings you into life.
If you help others, we can relate this part to here. These are not sequential. They can not be sequential or a linear pattern. They can have this kind of relations between them. Yes. As you said, this part mentions the light, being in light and not being in darkness. Here says, in the past,
you were
in darkness and the transition occurred to the light. And in the last part, you are commanded,
there are some people that are
in darkness, you have to diagnose them and then transport them to them.
The condition which would satisfy them or fulfill their needs. And so that is a general insight to the Zohar Surah. It mainly focuses on the needs. The fulfilling the needs. Another form of need. Fulfilling the needs. And so on. You get to know your needs, okay, first. And then you refer to a thing that would fulfill your needs. Your need is fulfilled, and you get to know another. And this process, like Zohar, like the Sajjah, would continue. But some defects show themselves here. You can determine illusional, illusional needs.
Imaginary,
yes.
False.
Imaginary means false.
Fake.
Yes, fake. Like what?
Luxury.
Yes, luxury. But luxury is not bad.
It's not basic needs.
Yes, basic.
It's extra.
And also, the other defect is determining. The wrong thing for fulfillment. Wrong thing for fulfillment. It means that you are thirsty. Instead of drinking water, you drink salty water.
You found this view in yourself.
You found
what you love for why something proper. For example, you know that you support you, but you cannot find someone who is ready to, who deserves this worship. Yes. You know that there is a path, but we don't know which path. Mislead.
The thing,
one person.
I have mentioned. Show himself in the word Yadu. Vajada. What is the meaning of Vajada?
Find
out. So if you find out your imaginary needs, you will not fulfill your needs. Or if you find out wrong or misleading fulfillments, again, you are in darkness. Okay?
I think the opposite also applies. As long as you help and benefit others, Allah will benefit you, and you will get out of darkness into the light.
By helping others, I think the Taharat point is, by helping others, you get to know better your own needs.
Exactly.
Like, I go to a class, to teach mathematics. When I teach mathematics in the class, one asks a question. I get to find my weaknesses about, according to the question, and try to study more. So exactly my problem has been revealed, and my needs were revealed. So the society or other people are a good substrate or
ground
for a person to find out his own needs or his own needs.
To realize his own.
Yes. Like Humaza Surah, when you get to communicate with the person with a better characteristics than you, you get to know your defects and you try to plan acquiring.
Society can be my mirror. Yes. And lands.
Yes. Society can be your mirror. Salavati in my headphone. جزوه چهارم من جلو جلو دارم برسیدم. حقیقتش میخوام یه نظرسنجی بکنم از اینکه ما قرارمون این بود که هر جزوه رو سه جلسه درس بدیم و همینطور بریم جلو تا پنج تا جزوه کلی رو مطالعه کنیم، ولی فعلا من به این جنبندی انتقال نرسیدم. اینکه احساس بکنم هنوز باید یه مقدار دستتون نسبت به تدبر گرم بشه، بعد ما وارد بحثای بعدی بشیم. البته که من الان روش دستبندی که گفتم موضوع چهارم بحثمون بود، یعنی من ترجیح همینه که ما باز در همین سوره های کوچک باقی بمونیم، جست گریخته از روش های بعدی استفاده کنیم، یعنی اون دیگه سرفصلای اصلی که قبلا داشتیم و پوشش ندیم به این معنا. درست شد؟ حالا تا ببینیم وضعیت کلاس چجوریه و وارد نکات ریس بشیم نشیم. حالا نظر خودتون میشه.
اگر ببینید ما الان این جلسه اگر تصمیم بگیرید حالت یک و مقدمات تدبر تمام وارد روش‌های تفکر میشیم، تا سه جلسه فقط روش‌های تفکر میگیم روی یه دونه سوره. اینجا سه تا سوره بود، یه سوره سوره مبارکه مدثر شد. حالت دوم اینه که نه، با همین مدل مقدمات تدبر ادامه بدیم. چرا؟ چون من از شما هنوز خروجی ندارم، خط یک فقط خروجی میده و سعی کردم برگردوندم، هی رفت آمد باید بشه. تو وبلاگم اثری باز ندیدم که من سعی کنم، باید ببینم کلاس کجاست، ارزیابی داشته باشم و بریم جلو. این حالت دومیه که بمونیم همینجا فعلا، سوره ها رو زیاد بکنیم و تمرین دستگرمی شما، بعد کلاس ها بره به سمت دیسکاشن. یک ساعت اول من موضوع بدم، دیسکاشن اتفاق، همه بیان بالا نظر بدم بشینن، بعد من جمع‌بندی کنم. یا اینکه نه، یه امتحان ازتون بگیرم، امتحانی که استاندارده برای اتمام جزوه اول، اتمام مقدمات. مدلش هم اینه، یه سوره بهتون میدم، واژه هاشو میدم، این همون وبلاگ، میگم 20 تا گزاره بنویسید. حالا اگر شما 20 تا رو نوشتید، یعنی از 60 درصد بالاتر آوردید، قبولید، یعنی میتونیم این اطمینان رو داشته باشیم که شما جزوه اول رو فهمیدید. سه تا حالته، هر کدوم رو انتخاب بکنید ما در خدمتیم. اولی امتحان نداره ولی خب میریم جلو، دومی امتحان داره برای اینکه خب خودتون، سومی امتحان داره برای اینکه خودتون یه حس خوب پیدا کنید، دومی ادامه همین سیستم دیگه معمولی سوره عوض کنیم و رو سوره ها تکنیکال مختلف رو سعی کنیم. آمد بگیم
چون بنای ما بروی 15 جلسه بوده. خب